very much for joining us today, and particularly to you, Ivan Levkovits. We do appreciate you coming to us here at the UN in Geneva on this very important day. I don't need to remind anybody that 80 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. Now, many may know you, but for those who don't, I have prepared a very short introduction. So, Ivan, you were born on the 21st of January, just last week, a week ago in 1937 in Prešov, Slovakia, the son of a dentist, Desider, and a pharmacist, Elizabeth. Your family was persecuted by the Nazis for its Jewish origins. Your father was murdered in Budapest, where your family had tried to escape. In 1944, you were taken with your mother and your brother Paul to Ravensbrück concentration camp. And it was there that he was murdered in what I understand was a makeshift gas chamber. With your mother, you were then sent to Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, where you very nearly starved to death. And I think we'll hear about that harrowing ordeal later. After liberation, you moved to Prague, where you studied chemistry for several years. You later won a scholarship to study genetics and biophysics in Naples, followed by a PhD in molecular biology. After that, you started a career in immunology at the Paul Ehrlich Institute in Germany, and you were a founding member of the Institute for Immunology in Basel, working for over 30 years as a research scientist and biochemist. You've been a visiting professor in numerous prestigious academic institutions. You're a published author of numerous books on immunology, including this one that stuck out, Limiting Dilution Analysis of Cells in the Immune System. And you also, of course, are the published author of a collection of memoirs by 15 Holocaust survivors. You married fellow research student Hannah, and we're delighted to welcome her here today, of course. Welcome to you. You have a son and two grandchildren. You live near Basel. You're a Swiss citizen. And as we can see today, you are still working, for which we are extremely grateful. Let's have a round of applause. So it's clearly a very solemn day for you, Ivan, and for everybody else. Might we hear you reflect on the dark past of your childhood under the terror of the Holocaust? I'd be very keen to hear about that, without wishing for this to be an ordeal for you again. So I have some questions, but before that, I understand you'd like to make a few opening remarks.
Daniel, many things. First of all, I would like to thank the